daily show on the Stay On Course podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Stay On Course podcast, Julie Riga. Julie, what's going on? How are you?
Hi, I'm so excited for this interview.
Yes, so our guest today is Kelly Hansen, a Foreigner. And you know what? I think that, you know, the one song, Kelly, that, again, I'm going to let Julie sing a bar of, is the one that I honestly think about all the time. And I think it came the first time it was played on a show was Miami Vice. And that ultimately, when I hear that song, and I forget which episode it was, would you agree with me that I'm going to let Julie sing a bar? That one kind of really took it to the level.
I mean, unless he wants to do it.
Yeah.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. All right, that's it.
Okay. Wouldn't you agree? Not bad at all.
It's just in its very, very low key, though. See, I have to sing it much higher.
All right, go ahead. You want to do it?
No.
You never ask singers, especially if they performed last night. It's 9 o'clock. What time are you in the West Coast or East Coast right now, Kelly?
I'm in the East Coast,
but still too early in the morning for a musician. I remember certain. Good.
Something in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what do you think? Do you think that like song, like that's what I talked about, you know, in my last interview, you know, with Lawrence, was that certain songs just live on in people's memories based on shows. And then it just keeps on going and growing when they play it over and over again in different shows, that it's just a song that will last a lifetime.
Well, you know, it also doesn't hurt that it was the number one song around the world. So that has a large effect.
There it is.
Absolutely.
And it, you know what it is? It's like a ingrained memory. When you hear these songs that have been around for so many years, you're thinking about your childhood, you're thinking about where you were when you heard these things, and to be a part of that journey and to be at the front of that must have been an exciting journey.
You know, I don't know if there is, but we should create a term for these kind of things where a song can so vividly trigger a memory. Maybe it's like a memory worm. Okay, we'll coin that, and I have now trademarked it. And But it's amazing how a song can do that and take you right back to a certain time or a certain place. And we hear stories all the time at shows from people who tell us about wedding proposals or meeting someone or the first time, you know what I mean, with someone. But even also sad events and tragic events and breakups and deaths and all that. Everyone has a song associated with all those things.
And as I said, the memory of is totally Miami Vice for me. Then anytime I heard the song, I just love it. And it's just one that you just continue. How about once you became the lead vocalist, how did that make you feel getting chosen to be part of that?
Well, it was amazing because if you're a tenor rock singer, you couldn't hope or wish for a better catalog of songs where when we have the good problem of deciding, you know, what well-known songs we have to leave off the set list. I mean, there's too many great songs, and that's really rare. And I'm so fortunate to be able to sing these songs. And every song we do in the set that we're doing with this Renegade and Jukebox Heroes tour, you're going to know every single one of them.
Wow. Yeah, that's that we were talking about that with Lawrence earlier, and everyone definitely needs to check it out by going to Styx website and also Foreigner's website to purchase tickets. Julie, what question you also to have for?
You know, we talked about this just a minute ago. Is the stamina, the feeling young on stage, and what it takes to do a set list? And so, what are some of the things that you do to help yourself become strong? Because I know how hard it is to also sing, and so to keep up that stamina for such a long period of time, like, what is your secret?
Well, I mean, you have to take care of yourself. You know, back in my 20s, I didn't have to take care of myself so much, but I have to take care of myself now. But also, it's you have to learn how to pace a show, create a show that has, you know, flow and ebbs and tides and the climax. And I got to make sure that I can breathe through all of that. And it is a little bit of a job to kind of figure that out and work that out in your head so that I can have enough breath to sing everything the way it needs to be sung. So, and we've worked on that, and I think we're doing a pretty good job with that.
Oh, 100%. I think you are. And I think it's the rush of the crowd where I was considering, and I'm still not out of it, to make a comeback into professional wrestling. Things just change in life and you go through ebbs and flows. But when the roar of the crowd is nothing like it. There's just something, the adrenaline of performing in front of a live audience, which I've gotten to do as a speaker and also a professional wrestler and a college basketball player, there's nothing like it because you feed off it. Even if you're tired, you get, and it just, that energy just hits you, right?
Well, you know, I just saw a clip online of Jerry Seinfeld talking about performing live, and he described it in a way that kind of connected with me. He said, when you get out there, it's kind of a fight or flight feeling. And so your thinking becomes very focused, and you're wanting to win over that crowd, and you're wanting to really make that evening an enjoyable thing for everybody. So you've got to be quick on your feet and on your mind and be ready for anything that happens on stage. And that can be kind of a addictive dopamine kind of experience.
Mm. You know, I do a lot of coaching and I coach a lot of leaders. And one of the things we talk a lot about is that moment before you do something, you put on a different hat. So I'm wondering, like, what are you telling yourself right before you get on the stage?
That's a funny one, but because what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to make sure that I know the first line of the first song, of course, and that I know, and I'm going to hit my marks. As soon as I jump out on stage, I'm going to be looking at the audience, and I'm going to be basically kind of analyzing what kind of audience I have tonight and how am I going to reach them. So those are the kind of things I'm thinking about.
I love it.
Well, we appreciate it, Kelly. Again, everyone needs to check out the tour, also the album. Appreciate it, Kelly. Go to Foreigner's website and Styx's website. And I appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks again.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. That was the special simulcast, Neil Haley Show, and the Stay On Course podcast, guys. Take care.